All right. Winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio. It is 5 o'clock. It is that time, live from Studio J. We have a live band in Studio J to do a live performance for us, Throwaway. Can you hear me, folks?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Wonderful. Sounds like we have liftoff. All right, why don't we get started? What do you have for us first?
This song is called Bonathan Gyres.
Bonathan Gyres?
Yes.
Please spell that for me.
like Jonathan Byers from Stranger Things, but you switched the B and the J.
Ah, okay.
And now I've revealed my secret.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that. All right, let's do it.
This is a riddle bar!
All right, you almost caught me off guard there. Wasn't sure. Like to keep it interesting, like to keep us hopping. All right. So, Bonathan Gyres, huh?
Gyres, yes.
Gyres, okay. I still have to figure out how to spell that. I apologize. That's okay. It's all good. All right, so we have the band Throwaway. Introduce yourselves.
My name's Kirsten. I play guitar, and I write these songs.
Okay.
My name's Chris. I've played with Throwaway in the past a few times, and I'm happy to be back this time for a couple dates.
Okay. One of them being here, that's cool.
Yeah, super great.
All right. So mostly it's your project then, Kristen, right?
Yes.
Okay. Correct. So you have a lot of angst to get rid of, I take it?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you don't look like the type of person that needs to do that, but hey, can't judge a book by its cover, can we?
I get that all the time. I'm a free improvising guitarist as well, and when I started improvising, it became very clear that there was a sort of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde situation going on.
Same.
Playing, so.
Same.
Same for Chris.
Same.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, Chris, tonight we're playing a set at Pop's Packing for New Music Detroit. It's like a new music cage match, they're calling it, and we're representing
the Avant Noise.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I heard about that.
And we're going to be facing off, I suppose, with the collective that is New Music Detroit, which specializes in working with contemporary living composers, classical instruments playing music that is recently composed, and the Acropolis Reed Quintet. They will be representing the classical side, Throwaway, and another wonderful group called the Detroit Bureau of Sound will be representing the avant noise side of things.
Yeah, and we'll be playing some of tonight. It'll kind of be going between this material you're hearing now, the Throwaway material, and then Chris's
alter ego.
Yeah. Skies, which is kind of like doom metal, Nine Inch Nails type vibe.
Industrial doom noise.
Industrial doom noise. That sounds about right.
I'm starting to like this. One way or another, you fit the noise thing in there.
Oh, we'll get it in.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of that. Cool. I knew I liked you for some reason. All right. Where did this come from anyway, Kristen? I mean, other than, you know, you said you like to do improv guitar, huh?
Yeah. I graduated from the University of Michigan's jazz department in 2014. And shortly after graduating, I had this sort of existential crisis of like, oh God, I have gone into debt for a degree that will not give me any job.
Ta-da!
So you're like me. You were one of the suckers.
Yeah, I was a huge sucker. So this project was pretty much just my answer to like that kind of like existential crisis and confusion and angst I was feeling.
Well, did you ever like grow up playing in rock bands?
I always wanted to.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
No one wanted to play with me, though. I only had one very short-lived rock band in high school called Vignette.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We covered
Blur and the New Pornographers in a church basement.
Sure.
Interesting.
So that was my short-lived rock career. So Throwaway was really like the first proper rock band I ever got to lead. I played in John Taylor, who will be the drummer for the album release show on July 11th.
Now he's with the Saj Talk, right?
He is with Saj Talk, yes.
Mm. Great band.
Buds all around in that band. They also are U of M people,
okay.
Just like Chris and I. But John Taylor in my freshman year of college invited me into a rock band called Los Renaissance Men, and that was the first time I had ever like been invited to be in a rock band. I was like, college, what a glorious frontier ahead of me.
Little did you know.
Little did I know.
And Kristen also had this project called Motherfish.
Yeah.
That we did for a short time with this amazing bassist, Ben Willis.
Also in Saj Talk.
So it's all a big group of friends.
It's getting incestuous here.
Yes. Within the U of M
Free
music
jazzers.
School community, it gets pretty incestuous.
It always does.
Nothing wrong with that, as long as you make great sounds. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, what do you have for us now?
This next one is called Q-Babe.
Q-Babe, all
another right. Strange name coming from a character in a TV show. Let me make sure I've got the right delay. Okay, there it is. 1, 2, I'm so... Thank you.
right. You're listening to Live from Studio J on WHFR.FM, the station making waves with Throwaway. All right, Q-Babe. See, now I have to ask you about that, the television show that comes from.
It's from an anime. It's named after a character called Q-Babe in an anime called Madoka Magica.
Where would someone see that? Is that like on Netflix?
It's on Hulu.
Hulu, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have all of them, so I can't catch them all, unfortunately, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
I was literally, as we were waiting, reharmonizing the Pokemon theme song as I was warming up, so.
Oh, okay.
You've hit on a certain phrase that has been tossed around behind the scenes in the past hour.
Okay. All right. So you got a lot of influences going there. I like old school. I don't want to say old school punk. I mean, I hear a hint of like SST type of artist there, and if you're familiar with them. And
I actually don't know SST. I mean, yeah, it's, as far as like the punk camp, I mean, you know, I listen to a lot of like Wire and X, The Clash. But I mean, like, this project probably even more so comes from like Primus, Deerhoof, Mr. Bungle, The Melvins.
Okay.
Talking Heads, mm-hmm. Another really big one for me.
All right.
The Boredoms.
The Boredoms?
Yeah.
Boredoms. That band keeps coming up more and more. I actually got to see them open up for Nirvana back in the 90s.
Nice.
Man,
I
keep hearing about this legendary show and what I could have given to be a fly on that wall for that one.
Yeah, you would have been up there with me. There's only like maybe 25 of us for the Boredoms that go, oh, wow, this is cool. Everybody else is like, what the, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God.
What a great band.
That would have been amazing.
And they didn't go over very well on the tour, but Kurt Cobain insisted. He loved that band. He said, no, they're playing with us.
That's good. So great.
And at that moment, Kurt had the clout. He said, look, if you want us to tour, they're coming with us.
That's so awesome.
But, yeah, I hear some of that late 80s, early 90s stuff, bands like Jawbreaker. I don't know if you ever heard of them. And then so a lot of people are familiar with Black Flag, but it's the stuff that Greg Ginn, the lead guitarist, did on his own, if you've ever heard that.
I haven't, actually, no.
I actually hear a good amount of Greg Ginn when I listen to you play. So if you ever get to check out his solo stuff, you know, not the Black Flag stuff, I think you'd like it a lot.
Yeah, check it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, for me, like the guitarists... Like the guitarists that have influenced me a lot, because, you know, I went to jazz school. so it was kind of like the guitarist that bridged across from jazz into more like rock and noise, like Sonny Sharrock and Bill Frisell and Nels Klein and those kinds of guys. That really,
things like,
liked.
Last Exit and Praxis?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Ask the Ages was like my big... Mm-hmm. It, big deal for me. Ask the Ages and the first Naked City album.
Okay, yeah.
Batman. Great tune.
Yeah, try to remember it. Greg Ginn, there's one that he has out called Process of Weeding Out.
Uh-huh.
It was described as avant-punk.
Nice.
And it's all instrumental. There's no vocals.
Sick.
Oh, wow.
I actually had the cassette at home. I actually got him to sign it when he played PJs a few years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think you'll like it. Anyway, enough of that. Why don't we do another song?
Great. This song is about to be released as a single in the near future. It is called The Revenge Society.
Wow.
One, two, three, four! Blood tastes so sweet, and I
All right, live from Studio J, and that happy music that you're listening to right now is from the band Throwaway.
You betcha.
We have Kristen.
We're a feel-good band.
I can tell. We have Kristen and Chris here with us doing the instrumentation. All right, so for our listeners, if they wanted to check out your music, what would be the best place to go?
You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/therealthrowaway.
Oh, is there a fake one out
there's,
there?
There's some fake ones, yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. We're also at therealthrowaway on Instagram and therealthrowaway.bandcamp.com and SoundCloud. So just look up that tag, therealthrowaway, and if you see a paper bag mask lady, you found us.
Now, is it you under that paper bag or Chris?
Oh, no. She's her own person.
Okay.
That is the entity.
Her own entity.
She's
not, I wouldn't call her a mascot, but something like that.
Huh? Yeah. She's like the spirit who lords over our doings.
Oh, okay. She guides you?
She just appears. She just is.
When you least expect it.
Yeah. When you least expect it, she'll just show up and, you know, start throwing milk at people.
Okay. She's got her own angst.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. All right. So you have that show coming up tonight. Any others coming up?
Our next show in the area will actually be our album release show, which is at L Club on July 11th. So everyone can go get a free Slurpee at 7-Eleven if they so please, because it's free Slurpee day.
Really? Oh, yeah, July 11th. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And then come to the show.
Okay. Just have to, if you go to the 7-Eleven near there, you're going to have to bring your gun with you, though. I don't know.
It's probably fine.
I know. I'm just kidding. But L Club, that's an excellent place to see a show. My sound engineer tells me that that's like one of the best sound systems, if not the best, in the city.
Yeah, it's a really remarkable place. They really know what they're doing.
Okay.
It's a and the bands on the show will be Summer Lake, The Season, Slob, and Novelist. So it's a very stacked and very eclectic bill. So
I know them all except for the last one. What was it again?
Novelist. He is an amazing rapper who actually just came out with his own EP.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out. But
yeah.
I really like Slob and Summer Like the Season, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're both fantastic.
Sounds like a great bill. Okay. All right, let's do another one.
Yeah. This one is called The Brilliant Society of the Illustrious Mule. And we have a music video for this one that you can find if you look us up on the internet.
All right.
One, two, three, four! Top 7.
Live from Studio J on WHFR.FM, the station making waves with Throwaway. I think I finally got the title of that track.
Wow.
Wow, where did that come from?
I mean, that one, the lyrics for that one kind of ended up being a little stream of consciousness once I had the basic idea down. And that title was the same. It was just like, the Society of the Mule. Nah, the Society of the Illustrious Mule. Nah, the Brilliant Society of the, like, I just kept adding adjectives. And I know I changed those adjectives several times before landing on those specific ones.
Okay.
So yeah, that title just became longer and longer until it is what it is today.
It almost ended up being super califragilistic after a while. Huh?
Exactly. I have more than once botched up that title trying to announce it from the stage.
I bet. Okay, so I don't feel so bad. I've been playing it on my show, and a couple times I'm like, God, I can't say that. Thanks.
No, you're doing great.
That's all right. As long as it's a great track, that's all that matters.
Thanks, yeah.
I really like that one, yeah.
Thanks.
This is hardcore.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
All right.
Did you drink water?
Well, we got some outside the studio. You might have to wait, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we keep it going, then?
Great. Right. This one is called Exotic Bird?
Sure.
Is this what we're on?
That one's easy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four. This is a song where I express things I'm so very sad. I have so much hurt. I am away from my friends. They have fun without me in a video game. We have fun without them.
Live from Studio J with Throwaway here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Exotic Bird. Okay. A normal title for a change.
Quite.
What happened with that?
I mean, you know, sometimes it just happens that they're normal.
By accident.
By accident. You know, to every song, you know, different things just come up. And yeah, I mean, that refrain, when I was writing that song, that refrain, like, I'm the exotic bird, just stuck in my mind. And yeah, it seemed appropriate to name the song after that.
Okay. So where do these ideas normally come from? How do you suddenly say, hey, I'm going to write a song about blah, blah, blah?
Kirsten's actually a mad scientist.
Yes.
You're going to take over the world or just a small part of it?
It's too late.
It's already mine. I wrote, I lived in Los Angeles for 2 years, and I wrote that about a month and a half after moving there, when I was had a month-long sublet and a very, very empty bedroom with almost no furniture except a mattress on the floor. And
well, that's all you can afford in L.A. Right?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. And so, yeah, it was, you know, like a Friday or Saturday night, and I had nothing to do and didn't really know anyone yet. And so, like, I kind of just thought I would indulge myself by, like, writing a song, and that's the song that came out. And I tried to rewrite the lyrics multiple times to be a little less self-indulgent, but it just didn't seem right.
Okay.
So I just kept that, the initial self-indulgent angsty lyrics, with the exception of the second verse. The second verse did happen on a rewrite.
Oh, okay. All right, so L.A. didn't make it for you, huh?
Nah.
Other than the weather, there's nothing there, huh?
Well, the weather was, as a Midwesterner, the weather was kind of part of it. Like, it felt weird the Eterna summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at one point, my first year there, I got in the car at February, and it was 90 degrees, and I put my hands on the steering wheel, and it was, like, hot. Like, it hurt my hands to put on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's February. This is terrible.
It's not right.
This isn't better. But, yeah, I mean, you know, there were cool things in L.A., and I met a lot of great people, and, you know, people that show up on our album, but and our album was recorded in Santa Monica, so Throwaway would not be what it is had I not lived in LA for 2 years. But it became very clear that I wanted to come back to the Midwest.
Okay, yeah, nothing can beat it, especially as far as like all the music that comes out of here.
Yeah,
definitely.
So true.
Okay, all right. What do you have for us now?
This one is called Julep.
Oh.
This is Chris's favorite, I think.
Such a fave.
I noticed a little sarcasm in there, Chris.
No, this is actually a fave. This is one of the first songs I learned with Kirsten, and I'll never forget it. We were playing at this dive in Chicago.
Oh, boy, yeah.
It was... We don't have to say the name, but... we were doing a couple dates, and one of them happened to be in Chicago, where I was living at the time. And randomly, like, my brother showed up, which was super surprising and lovely and beautiful. And he was really into the music, which most of the time I'm like, I have no idea who this guy even is. I feel like I barely know this guy. But he's my brother, but I know him a lot better now. And part of him coming to the show where we played Julep was actually a really... kind of funny event where I was like, huh, I think I do know my brother now. It was really weird. But we totally played this song, and we got to this one part, and I just started thinking to myself, like, man, I really don't know how this song goes anymore, so I'm just going to do this thing. And then Kirsten, being such a great improviser, was like, yeah, we're going to do this. And then we did that, and it was great.
The great addendum to the brother story is that we played in Chicago 2 days ago, and he came, and I can't. What was the weird comment he made about me?
Yeah. So that was the last show he went to, the one I told the story about, and then
three years ago.
Yeah. Right. And then 2 nights ago, he said, "I think Kirsten has grown more disturbed."
Like, if such a thing is possible, right?
Oh yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
And then the story venue where we first played Julep. We got stiffed.
We got, yeah.
Real
they were
stiffed.
Like, oh, we're going to give the proceeds to the out-of-town band. And I was just like, what are we? Like, what? Just because I grew up in Chicago doesn't mean I live, you know. Ah, that was frustrating.
They meant, like, really out of town, like California.
No, I think.
Even, where were they even from?
Like, maybe, like, Indiana. It was not like, it wasn't like they came from a faraway state, that's for sure. It was like Ohio or Indiana or something.
Yeah. And it doesn't cost anything to live there, heck. Yeah.
Sigh.
Oh, well.
Julep.
Can we talk about this again? Am I such a sorry friend? We'll be right back.
All right. Live from Studio J with Throwaway. So, that was a love song, right?
I was on the floor and I had to get my earphones back on. What would you say?
I said that was a love song, wasn't it?
No. I think that song...
I was being facetious, but yeah.
I like... One of my favorite things about that song is how ambivalent it is. I've never... Even when I wrote it, I didn't really know what it was about. And now I kind of have a hunch. But I don't really like to share it because I like how kind of like dark and gross and mysterious and weird it is.
So it'll remain your secret then?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. We respect that. No problem. All right. Okay. So I'm having a good time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Julep.
All right.
And actually, I've been thinking about this illustration of the julep for a long time.
Yeah, Chris has been teasing that he has a mental image of what the julep looks like, but will not...
Not the drink.
Yeah. Although, is it the drink in the song? I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, I have an idea, but... I haven't shared this mental image with... Well, I've told her, like, what it looks like, but she's like, you should just draw it.
Yeah. Didn't you say it kind of looked like Lickitung? Like the Pokemon Lickitung?
The Pokemon, yeah, but with, like, petals around its face, like a flower. Like a blooming Lickitung.
Lickitung.
Is it pink? Is it blue? Maybe.
Lickitung is a Pokemon with, like, kind of this, like... Just this, like, the body of, like, a very, like, chunky, lovable stuffed animal, but, like, just a giant, giant tongue that comes out of its mouth for listeners not as obsessed with Pokemon as I am.
One could interpret all kinds of different things about that one, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's, for the record, that is not canon. That is not what I think the julep looks like, but I like this interpretation.
Okay.
It's art.
But it will remain a secret.
Oh, yeah.
The truth behind the julep.
The truth. If there is, which there really isn't. The julep is definitely a malevolent spirit, though. I will say that much.
The truth of the julep is out there.
You just have to find it.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't find it. Like I said, the julep is a malevolent spirit. So, you know, don't go wandering in the woods or in the... like sad corners of dive bars on a Tuesday at noon looking for the julep because you won't like what you find.
Scary. All right. What do you have now?
This song, it's going to be Chris's first time playing this in public, so it's very exciting for us all.
A premiere.
A premiere. This song is about being very frustrated. I specifically cite the 405 in Los Angeles, feeling very frustrated about life and as if things are going very slowly, and then imagining that you're transformed into Godzilla and you just lay waste to the city.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It comes out today, too.
It does. But Godzilla didn't fit in the song as well, so it is called Dinosaur. But I was thinking of Godzilla, but...
Godzilla. How could you not think of Godzilla?
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you.
Me off guard again.
Yeah.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Throwaway and Dinosaur. Looking for that big debut tonight there in IMAX, I guess. That definitely takes me back to my childhood. I'm going to date myself, though. But it is the return of the full group, though. Mothra, Rodan, Ghidra.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, what a time. I've been looking forward to this one. Unfortunately, I won't be able to see it tonight, but maybe this weekend.
Oh, yeah. There'll be time, definitely.
Yeah, I'm psyched on that.
For like, how much I'm obsessed with, like, Japanese pop culture, it's, like, this weird, like, kind of blind spot where I'm actually, like, I've yet to find, like, a Godzilla film that really grips me,
mm-hmm.
You know? But, the animes... I love those animes.
That's okay. There's something for everybody.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Can't love them all.
No, you can't. But it is pretty universal, though. When I talk to people, I do an experimental show at noon, and I know people all over Europe, Asia, Brazil. And when you mention things like Godzilla, everybody knows what you're talking about.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Just like the anime.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And I find just as many females get into it as males, which is surprising, you know?
Well, yeah.
This is from the original Japanese company that created Godzilla.
Ah, okay. My sound engineer tells me this is actually, this one coming out right now, this movie, it's from the original company.
Oh, wow.
The one that started the whole ball rolling.
Now they've just got a bigger budget and more
Isn't it a Hollywood film? Like, isn't the girl from Stranger Things in it?
Yeah,
she totally is.
American cast, but the production company is still the original Tokyo company.
Unreal.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Yeah, the first one was, too.
Okay. Oh. The one that came out about, what, 3-4 years ago? Something like that? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And I tell people this. I've been looking up online just for, you know, curiosity's sake, one of the two guys that did the costume in the original Godzilla, the very first one, is still around.
Whoa.
He's like 102, and he's still doing all right.
Dang.
He shows up every once in a while in the conventions out his way, like out in Asia, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't tour the world. He's too old to do that, but... Yeah, he's still around.
I mean, if I were 102, I don't know if I would muster the energy to, like, show up at, like, a, you know, Tokyo Comic Con or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But he's got to be, like, the center of attention, though.
Oh, God, I'm sure. Oh, man.
He started it all.
Pretty much. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to squeeze a couple more in, so let's try to do that.
We just have one more.
Ah, all right. Well, let's talk a little bit more, unless you think that'll take us all the way to six. I'm not sure.
No, it's a shorty.
Oh, it's a shorty.
It's a high energy shorty.
Darn, I love it when that happens. Not but all right. Why don't we just go over everything? Because in case somebody didn't hear the broadcast from 5 o'clock on, first off, let's talk about that show again tonight.
Yeah, so, well, our name is Throwaway, hello. We're playing tonight the classical music cage match.
It's strange music
strange
cage
music
match.
Strange music cage match, classical versus noise. Obviously, we're representing the noise corner. And that'll be at Pops Packing, doors at 7. We're on late, so we go on at
11-ish. So the previous band that was here,
they went on a 10. So you can see them and come see us.
You'll be just peachy.
The best of both worlds.
You'll be ripe.
You can see like the beginning of the show that we play, which is going to be like a string quartet, and then go see that band.
That's right.
Then come back and see like completely different music in the exact same setting as the string band quartet. And it's going to be great.
Should be really great.
All right, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like 8 p.m. we got Acropolis Reed Quintet.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Quintet, yeah.
9 p.m. we have New Music Detroit.
Yeah.
Hometown Heroes.
10 p.m. Detroit Bureau of Sound plus yours truly, Kirsten and Chris. All right. So I think I'm going to make it out there. I haven't been to Pop's Packing in quite a while.
It's going to be good. And Kirsten mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to reiterate for those who are just joining us now, that our set tonight will be a combination, a combo platter, a Franken set, if you will, of the material we performed here today in Studio J in combination with some material that I've written recently. So it'll be a weird oscillation between this noise rock, high energy punk, and more industrial electro doom,
which we haven't heard today. We have to come out there to check that
part.
Right.
The end of Julep is kind of like a bit of a taste as to the directions that Chris's music goes.
Gets a little aggressive.
That's okay.
This so far? That wasn't aggressive?
Yeah.
Well, it's fine.
A different kind of... This is more like a hands-on aggression, and Chris's music, at least for me, is more just like, I'm going to play very loud tones and then just like... more play my pedals in a sense than play the guitar, which is a fun way to approach.
Yeah, Kirsten just kind of turns into a modular synth player.
Yeah, it's true.
It's really what just happens.
I'm more like, just like a...
The guitar is the oscillator, and she's just playing knobs and pedals and stuff.
Yeah.
And oh.
It'll be fun.
It's fun.
Interesting. And then once
I have a spoon...
You have a spoon?
I play, yeah.
The spoon makes a good appearance.
Don't forget to bring that, then.
Oh, I never forget my spoon.
All right, and then once again, if anybody wants to check you out as far as, like, your site, your music, all that good stuff?
Yeah, it's The Real Throwaway at whatever. We're at therealthrowaway.com, Facebook.com/TheRealThrowaway, Instagram.com/TheRealThrowaway.
TheRealThrowaway.bandcamp.com?
Yeah. All of it. We're nothing if not uniform. And we have our album release show on 7-Eleven at L Club.
Free Slurpee Day.
Slurpee Day.
So get a Slurpee and come on by.
All right. Okay, so why don't you tell us a little bit about this final one, and then we'll get into it.
This final song has been our kind of a linchpin song for quite some time. It's going to be our... our big single coming out right before the album. Ben Willis, aforementioned Ben Willis of Sawitch Talk, is actually currently working on an animated video for it.
Oh, cool.
Which is very exciting. He just did a video for this synthesizer player, singer, vocoder user named Swatkins that came out last week. So this will be his next big project, and which is very exciting. So look for that in like late June, early July. And yeah, this is called I Work.
I Work. All right. Thanks again, folks, for coming down. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a blast.
One, two, three, four! You animals, you don't know me. With your mental breaks with cash mercy mess. You got someone sucking in a bed. I'll suck it down with the runs and tens and fives and ones and tens. I'm turning in! They thought it was just a dream, cause I'm an adult. And I do adult things like read 17th century poetry. You can have your friends at all. I don't care what you think. One day you'll see, this all belongs to me, cause I work. I work. What do you do? You see, it's a state-of-the-art state of mind. Join me. It's fun. We'll play time together.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Featuring local and independent artists.
Last night, yeah.